Welcome back. I'm Michelangelo Signorelli on Sirius XM LQ 108. Michelle Bachmann has kicked up a firestorm after at the debate, the congresswoman, the presidential debate the other night, congresswoman from Minnesota, said that the HPV vaccine was dangerous for young girls, and later said that according to a woman she spoke to, it had caused mental retardation in a young woman. Health professionals are very concerned about these comments because they are alarmist and false and reckless. And I wanted a chance to talk about HPV and certainly not just the importance of vaccination, but the importance that people, gay men in particular, make sure that they regularly get tested for HPV, because there's a lot of talk about how HPV leads to cervical cancer, but you don't see a lot of talk in the media about how it also leads to anal cancer in men who have sex with men, and certainly is as much of a concern for gay and bisexual men as it is for women. And so Michelle Bachmann has given us this opportunity to once again talk about it. And Perry Halkidas, excuse me, who is a professor of applied psychology, public health and medicine, and director of the Center for Health, Identity and Behavior and Prevention Studies, is somebody who has certainly focused on this a lot and joins me to talk about it. Welcome to the program, and sorry for messing up on your name there.
Oh, no problem, and thank you for the opportunity.
Can you talk briefly about HPV and why it is something that not just women, and certainly there's been a lot of attention on women in terms of cervical cancer, but why it is something that gay men need to be concerned about as well?
Sure, I'm glad to speak about that. So I think that HPV is, you know, one of these sexually transmitted diseases that goes unnoticed. I think gay and bisexual men, you know, are focused on diseases such as, you know, HIV and syphilis and gonorrhea, and HPV is something that is not often thought about, you know, by some men, by many people in our country, and by some health providers. So it's pretty clear, you know, from the evidence that we have from epidemiological data that close to 20 million people are infected with this virus in our country. Probably 5.5 to 6.2 million people become infected each year. And the problem with HPV is that you don't always see symptoms. There are many strains of the virus. Some cause warts, some do not, and some are very closely linked to cancer. So in particular for women, the evidence is very clear that there is an association with certain strains of HPV, HPV 16 and 18 in particular, and cervical cancer. And now there's also evidence that these very same strains of the virus are linked to anal cancer, certainly for men who have sex with men who have anal sex, more pronounced for HIV-positive men, but certainly an area of concern for all gay men. So I think this is a sexually transmitted disease that needs much more attention. And for me personally, one that is underscored by the fact that here in New York City, we had an HIV prevention campaign that warned us against HIV recently and reminded us that HIV-positive people at high risk for HPV also and for anal cancer. So I think that these diseases work synergistically, and HPV is a high concern area.
I want to talk in a minute about adult gay and bisexual men and what they should do in terms of making sure that they test for HPV and for obviously the effects of HPV. But before we get to that, the vaccination, the Gardasil vaccination, and who it is approved for right now, approved for girls only, not boys. And of course, it's not just for gay and bisexual men that it should be approved for boys, but who passes it to women but men, right?
Right, correct. You're absolutely right about that. The recommendations from the CDC, from the federal agencies, is that Gardasil vaccination be used for pre-adolescent and adolescent and young women as a means of preventing the spread of HPV. The CDC actually had a work group that also saw the benefit of HPV vaccination for men, regardless of sexual orientation. But to date, these recommendations have not been put in place for men. And you're totally right. You know, HPV is being transmitted in the heterosexual population from young men or older men to women. And so it seems a little short-sighted to not vaccinate men as we're vaccinating women, especially young women, against HPV.
And right now, since it's only approved for women, it means if people wanted to pay for it, it's going to be exorbitant because insurance companies won't pay for it.
So absolutely, you're absolutely right about that. Insurance companies will not cover the vaccination for men, regardless of sexual orientation. It is a three-dose injection, one injection, one immunization, and then another one a month later, and then another one 5 months after that. So it's three immunizations. And I know here in New York City, costs are anywhere between $150 to $200 per vaccination. So it is costly.
Now, I want to talk about what sexually active gay and bisexual men should be doing, because even some of them, well, obviously out of childhood, have been getting the vaccine. And even though they may already have had strains of the virus, and I think that's kind of confusing for people. First off, what should gay and bisexual men or men who have sex with men be doing in terms of an annual checkup?
Well, you know, gay and bisexual men, you know, I mean, gay and bisexual men we've known for 30 years now, you know, are at risk for HIV. So, you know, gay and bisexual men are at heightened awareness for their own health. In terms of their anal health, gay and bisexual men should, negative men, certainly at least once a year, be checked for STDs, not just in their penises, but also in their anuses and in their mouths. And I think many health providers tend to just do blood draws or tend to do just urine samples and do not do anal screenings or do oral screenings of sexually transmitted diseases.
A pap smear, for example.
Absolutely. A pap smear is a test that a gay man, a man who has sex with men, can undergo annually. The pap smear, very similar to the pap smear that women undertake, shows the presence of abnormal cells. And at that point, a physician can decide what the next steps are. If the test is normal, then the person is not at risk for anal cancer. If there are abnormal cells and there are thresholds of this, then the person is potentially at risk for anal cancer, and further investigation is required.
And why would some adult gay and bisexual men be getting the vaccine, even sometimes after they have been exposed to the HPV virus?
Right. So there's some new exciting evidence, you know, being spearheaded by researchers and scientists in our country. In particular, I want to mention Stephen Goldstone, who's here based in New York City, that shows that even if someone has been exposed to the strands of the virus that potentially cause anal cancer, taking the vaccination, getting the vaccination, may prevent recurrence of abnormalities in the anus, and as a result, it has a protective effect even for those people who have been exposed.
When you say abnormalities, you're talking about a kind of precancerous situation.
There are levels, yes, absolutely. You know, a pap smear will detect abnormal cells, and those abnormal cells can be an indication of warts. They can be precancerous cells, or it can be, if it's very advanced, cancerous cells.
Mm-hmm. This has really been, and it's so important, and it's been a wealth of information. One last question, the side effects of the vaccine. Obviously, today, many health professionals coming out and saying that Michelle Bachmann was absolutely wrong. But as with any vaccine, there are some side effects. Talk about, as compared to other medical treatments and other vaccines, just what risks there are with the vaccine for HPV.
Absolutely. I mean, Michelle Bachmann would have us believe that the world is flat, too. But
right.
The point is that any medical procedure, surgery, vaccination, carries some risk with it. The side effects of Gardasil vaccination are no more pronounced than any other vaccination. And I think that it is an irresponsible comment on Michelle Bachmann's part. And certainly, you know, Rick Perry, regardless of what you think about him, you know, is wise to realize that this vaccination has a huge public health benefit for the people in his state. And so there is minimal risk associated with the vaccination, and ultimately the benefits of a widespread vaccination for young men and for young women is ultimately the benefits of that much outweigh any dangers associated with the vaccination.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on and sharing a lot of this information today.
My pleasure.
Perry Halkaitis is a professor of applied psychology, public health, and medicine and a director of the Center for Health, Identity, Behavior, and Prevention Studies. We'll continue in a couple of minutes.
The Michelangelo Signorelli Show on Sirius XM Out Q 108.